Right now, we're going to talk about robo-taxis, something that is going to be a big part of our world, of everybody's world, in the very near future.
I lean on you guys for technology, for what the future is going to look like. I remember doing a segment on this show probably 5 years ago. Whenever you read that book, the future's closer than you think.
Yeah, future's faster than you think,
sorry. And I think the timeline there for driverless vehicles was somewhere along the lines of 2023 to 2025. And I remember thinking, there is no way we are going to have driverless vehicles throughout our landscape that soon. It's going to take longer than that. Well, this report came out in July. This was about a month ago. And the report that a company by the name of Cruise is testing the driverless taxi cab, basically. That company's backed by General Motors, and they have the plan to roll out self-driving cars on Dallas streets by the end of 2023. Have you guys seen any of these driving around town?
Not yet.
Because apparently they are out there and they're testing them. I've relatives that live, my kids live in Austin, and the last couple times I've been down there, they've talked about seeing the driverless taxi, and there's nobody in them. They feel like they're testing them, but they see them at night.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the driverless taxis kind of gather together on a street.
Creepy.
Kind of creepy.
So
and then,
creepy.
Then they disappear, but you see them. They see them all the time, they say. And Austin, I think, is a little bit ahead of Dallas, so maybe we are about to start seeing this. And this company, Cruise, they operate a fleet of Chevy Bolts, and they're equipped with a mix of 40 sensors, cameras, and radars, and other technology.
Generic.
Which feeds the artificial intelligence that powers the vehicle. And their big charge is going to be, this is going to be safe. As they say, their cars never drive drunk. They never drive distracted. They never drive tired. And they have a 360-degree view of everything that's going on around them. And they've been through endless possibilities of scenarios of what could happen. And they've, for lack of a better term, plugged this in into the artificial intelligence. And then this will be rolling by the end of this year. And it's in line with, have you guys heard of Dallas Vision Zero?
Dallas Vision Zero.
No. That's the initiative where they are trying to eliminate all traffic-related deaths and reach a 50% reduction in severe injuries from car crashes by 2030. That's pretty ambitious. We just had that stat a week ago that Dallas is the most dangerous, basically most dangerous roads to drive. Mm-hmm. We tied Atlanta, right, for the mm-hmm. most car crashes. Also says we're second in fatality rate amongst big cities.
Jeez.
And that, did y'all realize there are 40,000 deaths nationwide each year because of car crashes?
I believe it.
40,000.
40,000 Americans. Mm. We're going to resist it. I resisted it when we first talked about it 5 years ago. I'm more accepting of it now, and I think this is going to be very much a part of our near future. I just wonder how you're going to take that first step. I predict Gordon will be the first muser to ride in robot taxi. And
it will be a very short ride, I will tell you that right now.
That's going to be a leap of faith, isn't it, to buckle yourself in and go, okay. But in some other cities where this has already started, people swear by it. They say that they were very apprehensive.
Of course. We're all going to be freaked out at first, and then we're going to get to where we love it. Heck, I trust cab drivers and rideshare drivers.
Yeah.
They can make lots of mistakes.
That always does seem to be like a safe zone, doesn't it? You get in there and you think, well, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, that's the old Seinfeld routine. He says he gets in a cab in New York City and the guy is just flying through intersections and knocking down fruit carts. And he's just like, well, the guy's a professional. I'm sure, you know, he knows what he's doing. We always just trust that they just know what they're doing and they're not hopped up on something.
I predict I will
beat
Gordo.
It's another one of my mom's phrases. People were always hopped up
on
things.
Yeah.
I will beat Gordo into a robo-taxi.
Really?
Yes. Because I'm really, really interested in the whole concept. And I've probably 5 years ago when we were talking about this, I also thought I'd be hesitant. But now, because the technology has gotten so good and it's only going to get a lot better over the next couple of years, I think I would be fine if a robo-taxi pulled up out front on Novitski Way, picked me up. I think I would get in it without a second thought.
To go to the airport.
Yeah, I'd go to Love Field, not DFW.
See?
I'd take the shorter trip. But I'm like you.
Y'all want the short trip first.
You want to test?
Yeah.
I want to run it on a short trip.
But Love Field, side roads, sure. I'd be fine with that today.
Maybe we should, when they make it available, and then maybe would you do a test run before they make it available to the general public and we do a Musers test run together?
Yeah. Broadcast live
from the robo taxi.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
And the reason I've gotten more comfortable with it is I've read a lot of the stats about how much safer it is than me behind the wheel,
right,
or me riding with you behind the wheel, or us getting in a taxi with another human. It's like 90% safer.
I know, but here's the deal, is that when it fails kind of catastrophically and creepily. If you see those things going rogue and they stop in the middle of an intersection or they run into
a brick wall,
someone who's riding a bike, it's very disturbing not having a human in the loop there. And the other difference is you've driven every car you've ridden in that you've driven, you've not had a fatal accident. So you have a track record with yourself, whereas this robo-taxi doesn't.
But
and that psychologically works on you.
But why is it that every day there are human drivers that hit bicycles and pedestrians and have catastrophic accidents, but we accept that and we don't when it's the one out of a million robo-taxi that does that?
I think because it's the mindlessness of it. We accept human error because we have this idea that even though humans can have bad intentions, they can also have good intentions. And the pilot, you count on him having good intentions of getting you to your destination. You count on the taxi driver having self-preservation and protecting you at the same time. But the robo-taxi, a glitch in the software, makes it plow into an embankment at 100 miles an hour. That creeps you out more.
No doubt.
Will that shut the whole system down when that happens? Or do we just keep going?
No, it'll shut it down for a little while, and then it'll keep going, and people will bitch about them not running. And we need to get them back running again.
Yet on the other side of the equation, we spend countless hours and dollars trying to account for human error and come up with things where humans don't have to be involved so that it can run more efficiently.
Yes.
This will eliminate traffic jams too, right?
No, it won't do that unless we're all in robo-taxis.
That's what I mean. If eventually, once we get to self-driving vehicles.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's our own personal self-driving vehicle and robo-taxi. That's all that's on the road.
Yes. Then they will coordinate and they will have a Skynet-type mind. And they will know how all traffic patterns should run.
And self-driving
trucks. It is for the
best.
Those are already out there in our state.
That's what it says. That they've been shipping goods between Fort Worth and El Paso. This is happening. Have you guys seen the ghost truck yet?
No, but I saw a story on that month or two ago, and it is pretty amazing. And they give them these stretches of highway like Fort Worth to El Paso where there just aren't a whole lot of cars and it's a pretty straight shot. I'm not sure they're allowed to go through major metro areas yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know about that. They may be. But there are more of those on the road than you realize. The robo semi.
Now that's weird. But again, you don't ask a truck driver, go all the way to El Paso, get there by a certain time. It's automated, and that logically seems that seems reasonable to me that you could make that safer. Not to offend any truck drivers out there,
but those long haul guys,
man,
16 hours without
talk about people my
hours.
Mom didn't trust. Yeah, truck drivers
falling asleep at the wheel.
They do nothing but drugs.
Hopped up.
They stay hopped up where they can be on the road 24 hours a day.
That's all they do. Okay, so we thought it was going to be between 23 and 25. Are you telling me by 2030, like this Vision Dallas thing that they're trying to align with, that in 7 years we're automated?
What percentage?
I don't know.
100%?
Okay, I'll say we'll start it off at, like, say 70%.
No. In 7 years, well, 7 years, that's a pretty
good
long time.
Look how much has changed just the first time we talked about all this.
I think in 7 years it'll be 50%. And then I think by 2035 or 2040 it'll be 100%.
So it's going to take a while. Because people, when we first talked about this, they said, I don't want to give up my independence.
As I told
you, yeah, but you know,
for those of us who do pull the occasional boat or trailer, yeah. It's like, I don't want someone automated pulling that.
About humans, we have two competing desires. We want independence and we want lack of responsibility.
And convenience.
Yeah, and convenience. And so we're always willing to give up our independence for convenience.
Yes.
I had that function on my truck that you can do the automatic backup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fully understand that.
Does it work?
I don't know. I haven't tried it. Because there's no way it can back a trailer better than I can.
Okay, see? That's ridiculous. You ought to try that.
I know. It'd save neck strain. I'm not a mirror watcher. I have to turn around. But if I can see as I look backwards, I can
back use that camera all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And that's been great. I can't imagine how people used to hook up trailers back before the camera.
Oh, my gosh. You can get it right below the trailer now.
Mm-hmm.
I can even change the camera angle and put it right under there.
See?
You don't have to move it around.
Technology creep. It's very slow, but we all start getting used to this and that and more automation.
It knows how to get us real dependent on it.
Junior's had the odd...
ascribing intention to it.
He's had the odd condition of trying to get into a parking space, and he's had some problems there.
Yeah,
and refuses to use the camera technology that I use now, and I put on that front camera, and I get that 360 view, and you absolutely nail it every time.
Yeah, I have adult onset difficulty in parking.
Getting it's a better name.
Between the lines. I still don't really... But you're talking about using the cameras when you're going in a spot forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You don't have that function?
You switch it to your 360 camera.
I'm sure I do, but it doesn't pop up automatically.
Yeah,
like
switch
when you
to
put
the all
reverse.
20, all 22.
All 22. Yeah, just like watching a football game.
See, even that is amazing, just the cameras in the new cars.
I don't understand
that
how they
are
do
able
that.
To paint the picture of your house and driveway and fence and...
Mm-hmm.
It sees everything, and then it creates a little more on its own.
It sees all.
Already, it's almost a robot truck that I'm driving.
That's right.
Because I do have the cruise control where I can set it, and it will...
Adaptive cruise control.
Yeah, and it'll steer.
Yeah.
And then it'll say,
It maintains your lane and the distance.
And it has a monitor that somehow knows where I'm looking. It'll say, please look at the road.
Mm-hmm.
I've ridden in a buddy's car who he had that full self-driving, and... We got on the highway, and he put it on complete autopilot, and it was amazing.
Freaky.
It was absolutely amazing.
You weren't kind of glancing nervously at the wheel and in front of the car all the time? And
I wasn't.
Did you ever get completely comfortable in order to take a nap while the car was driving itself?
I think I was nervous for the first 15 seconds, and I was doing that glancing. But after 5 minutes, I think I could have taken a nap.
Okay, Mayor. And a company known as Cruise. The Musers will take one of your first... Well, these two will. Gordon and Craig will get in and take your first trip.
Yeah, I'll do it. Sure.
I'd be happy to do it.
Highway, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about highway.
Can they shut off the highway for a little bit and just allow us only
just
on there?
One car.
Put up a lot of padding.
That wouldn't kick anyone off at 8:30 and on 35 in Dallas.
The other thing that's funny about these robo-taxis now, like... I'm pretty sure the one I saw was in San Francisco, and it was Waymo, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have 50 cameras all over the body of the car.
I know, and they have that, like, circling LiDAR on top of it. It just looks weird.
They look really primitive, and what you're going to see in the very near future, I think, you won't see any cameras. They'll all be embedded and hidden, but they'll be... way more sophisticated. The ones that are out there now, and I think Cruise also has this, they have a rack of cameras on the top, the ones that are in Austin and coming here to Dallas. They just look really primitive. But pretty soon, you won't see any of these cameras, and they will have this brain. They'll still have cameras, but it just won't look as clunky as they look now.
Like your car or truck right now? Yeah, I don't know how many cameras. Right. I don't know how many cameras I have.
Right.
I may have 6 or 8. It has to. I think it has 2 up front, 2 in the back, and 2 on the side.
I think you're right.
At least it may be something. Mm-hmm. How do they do that top view?
It's amazing, isn't it?
They do it with algorithm.
The view, when you're backing out and you're getting that view from, it looks like it's from a drone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Showing you you're backing out of your driveway. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm. They've somehow harnessed the power of Christmas to make it all work.
And look how fast that has jumped here. That's 5, 6 years?
Yes.
Yeah. From just a backup camera to a full 360 view.
Mm-hmm. I swear, I've driven one car where if you just looked at it, if you had the fob in your pocket and you looked towards the car from 200 yards away, it would unlock for you.
Just by mm-hmm. looking at
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just by looking at it. It sensed your desires.